Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Fresh Folks Podcast. Today, we are welcomed by our guest, Sophia.
Hello, everyone. I am Sophia, and I am a former geneticist. I specialize in DNA research.
All right, so today we are going to be talking about the privacy concerns of DNA testing kits. Now, if you don't know what those are, you can order DNA testing kits online, and they give you a vial you can spit in, and they will analyze your genetic code to tell you information about where you have been by ancestry-wise, and what medical conditions you are predisposed to. So, Sophia, what is there exactly to be worried about?
So with these DNA testing kits, it's a pretty prevalent concern that they are selling your DNA to other small third-party companies. And this brings up many concerns among people. Some concerns are that you're not making any of the profit off of your DNA being sold. Also, that your DNA could be used against you when it comes to things like healthcare. And also, this is a huge violation of customers' privacy, and it violates a lot of companies' terms of services.
All right, so if you guys remember last week's episode, we analyzed Frankenstein, and one big topic in that is whether you own your body and yourself. Now, this sort of correlates to this issue of your DNA being your genetic code. Now, is there a reason to be worried? Are there any signs that anything suspicious is going on?
I think there are reasons to be worried. I was reading up on an article, and it said that your DNA, or like, there have been some cases that customers' DNA and data has been used against them for things such as insurance. And according to the article, can the results of direct-to-consumer genetic testing affect my ability to get insurance, which was written by the U.S. National Library of Medicine. It was talking about how the companies that would buy the data would use that against other people for their insurance and wouldn't give them their insurance claim. And the U.S. actually made the Direct-to-Consumer Genetic Act, and it basically is supposed to prevent that from happening, but it only does it up to an extent. And many companies, DNA testing companies like 23andMe, have been selling a lot of the data to other Silicon Valley startup companies.
All right. So I guess this leads us to the question, is it okay if they do this? Because when we take these testing kits, we are sending them our DNA. But who really owns this DNA? Do we as people own this, or do the companies we send them to now have permission to own it? Now, personally, I think yourself should be solely owned by yourself. You should not be able to sell your DNA no matter what, even if you consent to it. Because the side effects of something like a company or a corporation owning your DNA is that you could be targeted for certain medical issues and certain medical treatments. And doctor, do you personally have any opinions on this topic?
Yeah, I do think it's a real problem that people don't even realize nowadays. And once you sell off your DNA to those companies, they have it forever. Like, you cannot delete that, even if you go back on like what you bought from them. And I know a thing that's been prevalent, like that has been going on, is big companies like 23andMe, in their terms of service, they say that they will not sell your data and DNA to other third-party companies. But it's strange to me because there has been lawsuits that have been brought up against those companies. So it's almost like, should we trust these companies and still sell them our DNA to get tested? And then it probably will get sold to a third party? Or do we just stay away from all of that?
All right, so in the end, someone will want to take a DNA test, and a corporation will try to take advantage from that. What precautions could we take?
I think that the main thing or precaution that we can take is just to keep people informed, because there's a lot of companies out there that customers don't even realize that their information has been shared to. And I think it's just a good thing to keep everyone educated on which companies have been a part of the grand scheme of buying and selling DNA, and just to keep everyone informed on how big this issue actually is.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And as always, be the change that you want in the world. Call your representatives in your local and federal governments, and make sure that they are informed of these topics and that they will be pursuing action that represents the opinions of their people. Thank you, Sophia, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. Come back next week when we will talk about, do GMOs really affect your body?